Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to Veronica Johnson. She is 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Expect a spotty shower here this evening, overnight, and even early Saturday for southern Maryland. Otherwise, just some mostly cloudy skies with temperatures holding at about 50 to 55 degrees going into Saturday morning. On Saturday afternoon, 68 to 73 for a high temperature with skies turning partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Foggy bottom at 55. Fort Belvoir, 55 degrees. Silver Spring at 54, cooling down to the upper 40s in a few suburbs.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sokos. Coming up, jury selection has ended in former President Trump's hush money trial. The latest from CBS News in seconds. Then we'll preview opening arguments with The Washington Post's Devlin Barrett. That's coming up at 9:15.
Several people are injured after what police say was a shooting on Senior Skip Day. I'm Scott Gelman.
More details about the teenager accused of planning a school shooting in Montgomery County. I'm Kate Ryan.
Governor Wes Moore gives an update on the cleanup and eventual rebuild of the Key Bridge. I'm Matt Koufax.
A Proud Boys leader learns his sentence more than 3 years after storming the Capitol. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It happened all of a sudden.
Across the state of 100 Senate Street, he's on fire.
It was a shocking image in the middle of a New York City park this afternoon of a man on fire. It happened right outside the courthouse where former President Donald Trump's criminal trial was underway.
And we're like yelling to the cops who are all outside of the park.
I don't know if he was really political or just unbalanced.
Authorities confirmed 37-year-old Maxwell Azzarello is from St. Augustine, Florida. Tonight, officials say he is intubated and in critical condition.
CBS's Jerika Duncan, the jury and alternates, have now been selected in the trial of former President Trump. Prosecutors say he falsified business records to hide payments made to prevent claims of extramarital affairs from becoming public during the 2016 campaign. Opening statements are scheduled for Monday. Here's CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levin.
For the prosecution, what they're going to have to say is believe your eyes, believe your ears, look at those payments, look at the timing of those payments, look at the amount of the payments, and then look at why you think they were made and the level of knowledge and intent that the former president had.
There's been a large explosion at a military base about 30 miles south of Baghdad, Iraq. Two security sources said it was caused by an airstrike. One fighter was killed, six wounded. An American official tells the Reuters news agency that the U.S. was not responsible for the attack. The House will vote tomorrow on four foreign aid bills, including one that provides billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine as it defends itself against the continuing Russian onslaught.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the long-delayed Ukraine bill is finally seeing the light of day.
We are very grateful to see that the House is moving, to see that it is moving in a bipartisan way. We want to get that out of the House, obviously, out of the Senate, to the desk of this president, and he will sign it right away.
The funding has been stalled for months amid dire warnings that Ukraine's forces have been struggling to hold back Russia, and as military leaders say, Ukraine is running out of weapons and ammunition. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The House will also vote on aid for Israel and Taiwan. Workers have opened a third temporary channel to provide limited access for commercially essential vehicles to the Port of Baltimore. It's part of continued efforts to get things back to normal following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge late last month when it was hit by a huge and heavily loaded cargo ship. Investors had reasons to laugh and cry today. The Dow closed up about 0.5%, NASDAQ down more than 2%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 here on WTOP on this Friday night, April 19th, 2024. Fort Belvoir at 55 degrees, some of us down to the upper 40s later. Good Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. The search is on for a suspect accused of shooting multiple teenagers at a park in Greenbelt this afternoon. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports the incident sent five high schoolers to the hospital.
Greenbelt Police Chief Rick Bowers says it all started around 2:30 when an officer noticed hundreds of high school students gathering in Schramm Hills Park. That officer called for extra help.
And while those officers were walking into the park, they heard the sound of gunshots.
Five people, ranging from 16 to 18 years old, were taken to the hospital. Bowers says the suspect fled.
These were kids on senior skip day who were looking to have a good time in a local park. And to have something like this occur is just, it's maddening, honestly.
At least some of the students in the park, police say, were from Eleanor Roosevelt High School. Greenbelt Mayor Emmett Jordan.
If a group of high school students cannot get together and have a good time, what is the world coming to?
At Greenbelt Police Headquarters, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
One of the injured teens is in critical condition. Police say four other victims are stable tonight. There will be no bond for the Montgomery County teenager accused of planning a mass shooting at a school through a nearly 130-page manifesto. The ruling came down early this afternoon. Meantime, police say the suspect laid out his plan in that manifesto, the story of 129 pages. The suspect had been hospitalized for mental health issues a month before his arrest. WTOP's Kate Ryan with more about this developing story.
18-year-old Alex Yee of Rockville, who wrote what he said was a fictional account of planning to shoot up Wooten High School, was arrested Wednesday after police looked into his 129-page document where he said he'd also consider targeting an elementary school because little kids make easier targets. Yee had been attending school online since 2022. Brian Hull is with the Montgomery County School System.
We continue to have an enhanced security presence at these same schools in the coming days.
At police headquarters, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now 9:05 here on WTOP as we track the cleanup and recovery in Baltimore after the collapse of the Key Bridge 3 weeks ago. Governor Wes Moore of Maryland says round-the-clock crews are moving closer to another key phase of cleanup as we hear from WTOP's Matt Koufax.
As of this morning, we've lifted over 120 containers off of the dolly.
Governor Wes Moore says crews need to remove about 20 more 1 to 2 ton containers. Then they can actually start removing pieces of the Key Bridge wreckage off the top of the dolly.
We have now successfully removed around 1,300 tons of steel from the water.
The governor also announcing today he's establishing a new program to help affected port workers while they do this.
It is called the Port of Baltimore Worker Support Program.
He says its aim will be to provide financial support for that lost income. Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A far-right extremist group leader was sentenced today to more than 5 years in prison for repeatedly assaulting police officers with makeshift weapons during the Capitol riots January 6th of 2021. Prosecutors say 33-year-old Scott Miller helped lead a Proud Boys chapter for Maryland and D.C. and coordinated with other group members before they invaded the Capitol. Miller was convicted of attacking 7 different times with weapons that included a bottle, a stick, and poles. Federal prosecutors say notes found on Miller's cell phone show his white supremacist ideology and anti-Semitic views influenced his decision to storm the Capitol. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, who's overseeing former President Trump's election interference case here in D.C., says an attack like the January 6th insurrection can happen again in the United States. Virginia's two U.S. senators say this week's near collision of two planes at Reagan National is a clear sign more flights should not be added to the airport. WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
A frantic air traffic controller can be heard on audio from the incident, which occurred Thursday morning as JetBlue and Southwest aircraft nearly taxied across the same runway as one plane prepared to take off.
Stop.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine spoke today on the Senate floor.
The incident yesterday was a big warning light flashing red telling Congress not to take steps that would weaken the safety of this airport.
Kaine was joined by Virginia Senator Mark Warner. They're fighting a proposal to add 10 flights at the airport, which is being considered under the FAA authorization bill. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Still to come here on WTOP, fitness brands now look like they're kind of out of shape. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, that integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
908 on WTOP.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP. We're going to Bob Immler in the traffic center.
Around the Beltway in Maryland and in Virginia, traffic continues to run well. Baltimore-Washington Parkway had the broken down car northbound before the Beltway. That was blocking the left lane. And now there's a southbound delay in that area as well. So maybe a couple of things going on in the BW Parkway between Riverdale and the Beltway. North of the Beltway, you're good to go on both the Parkway and 95. 50 to the Bay Bridge, that is all quiet right now. And we are delay-free up and down 270 between the Beltway and Frederick in the district on 295, 395, 695. Things are running well on each. And in Virginia, no work zones so far. 395, 95, each running well as far south as Fredericksburg and even beyond that. And on 66, all is quiet both inside and outside the Beltway. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets. Plus brand name mattresses. Affordable. Never look so good. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we're going to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Well, with the scattered showers, the clouds, it has been a cool day. Temperatures in the lower to mid-50s. That's what we're going to hold here, even for the overnight. Expect some more spotty showers around the area for your overnight up until about 8 to 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Now, once we see the system move east, we're going to clear out. Skies will turn partly sunny, and temperatures will rise to about 68 to 73 degrees. Breezy with gusts around 20 to 25 miles per hour. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now at College Park, we are at 55 degrees. Fairfax City is at 54. And National Mall and National Mall area, 56 degrees. Dropping to about 48 in a few suburbs, staying in the 50s in the city. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. We're checking in with Nancy Lyons.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It was a bad day for tech stocks. The Nasdaq lost 319 points, or 2%. The S&P down 44, or 0.8%. The Dow actually gained 211 points, or 0.5%. Fitness brands may not be so fit. Nike says its job cuts at its Oregon headquarters by late June will total more than 700. In a filing today, Nike's vice president said this represents a second phase of impacts as the world's largest sportswear company trims its workforce. And in Washington state, CNBC is reporting Lululemon is shutting down its distribution center outside of Seattle now that it's opened a massive new warehouse outside of L.A. The retailer says some staff will be relocated to other warehouses, but 128 employees will be laid off. You can put on your fitness gear tomorrow and visit a national park for free. It's the beginning of National Park Week, with each day having a different theme. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
Rough week for a lot of Wall Street here. The S&P fell 5.5% for the week. Let's correct that. The S&P fell 3%. It was the NASDAQ that fell 5.5%. I guess either way, you can tell that Wall Street had a rough week with those figures. Coming up here on WTOP, the jury is fully in place tonight in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. We'll talk about what may be next with the Washington Post's Devlin Barrett. He's been in the courtroom in New York this week. He's co-author of the Trump Trials newsletter. Stay with us a while. It's 9:12.
Warman Home Care has served our local Maryland and Virginia community for more than three decades. You probably already know Warman as the warm and caring family-owned company that provides in-home care to seniors. But you may not know all the services we provide to make your aging loved one more safe and comfortable in their own home, including personal care like help with bathing, grooming, toileting, and getting dressed, medication reminders, meal preparation, mobility assistance, fall prevention, light housekeeping, laundry, social support and companionship, hospice support, transportation to doctor's appointments, and even running errands. At Warman Home Care, our care plans are custom designed so we can make sure your loved one gets assistance with their daily routine while remaining safe and happy in their own home. In fact, we've been providing happiness at home to families just like yours for over 30 years. Learn more at warmandhomecare.com.
Coming up later this half hour, right here on WTOP.
A call to release more women from prison.
It is a devastating impact.
This is Kyle Cooper.
And more news in about 60 seconds.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
9:14, and we're glad you're with us here on WTOP. Opening statements in Donald Trump's hush money case in New York are set to begin next week after a jury of 12, along with six alternates, was seated in the case tonight. The stage now set for weeks of testimony, charging Mr. Trump with falsifying business records to suppress stories that might damage his 2016 campaign. It's the first of four indictments to go to trial and the first criminal trial ever against a former U.S. president. Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. It wasn't always smooth, but the 12 jurors and six alternates were picked, as we say, and it happened in just a week. There was a belief that that might take weeks to get done. Washington Post Justice reporter Devlin Barrett, also co-author of the Washington Post The Trump Trials, told Sean and Nick earlier what happened here on WTOP.
Well, mostly because the judge. The judge made a very simple rule here that worked well in practice, which is all anyone had to do to get out of jury duty for this big, big case was raise their hand. Literally, that's all they had to do. So the people he was left with were the people who wanted to serve, and they didn't have to browbeat them into serving. The only question was, would they be honest about their bias or lack of bias? And that's what they spent the last 4 days working on.
So what do we know about this jury that's been picked?
So it's a lot of Manhattan professionals. It's a lot of people who were really put through their paces on what it means to have a lack of bias. You know, they spent all of their time talking about what is the difference between having an opinion about Donald Trump and then applying that opinion to the question of his guilt or innocence. And so it's a lot of professionals who said that they could separate those two things.
Do we know anything about the key arguments that are going to be made during opening statements on Monday?
Well, it's interesting. Jury selection is in some ways a practice run for opening statements. So I think we did see a lot of their opening statements. We saw the defense go after Michael Cohen every way they possibly could, and that is going to be a big part of their opening. We saw prosecutors say over and over again, no one is above the law, and it doesn't matter if you were a president or former president, you simply cannot falsify business records and get away with it. Those, I'm sure, are going to be big parts of their opening.
The other pending criminal trials involving the former president deal with more weighty issues, really, than this one. That being said, has it felt historic as you have observed Mr. Trump in the courtroom this week?
Oh, certainly. You know, I mean, look, this is a Manhattan criminal courtroom that has, you know, seen some very big trials. Celebrities, rap moguls, movie studio executives, but they've never seen a trial like this. And you know that because of all the security that's around the courthouse, all of the intense preparation, and all of the attention. There's just tons of reporters in addition to everything else going on.
Washington Post Justice reporter Devlin Barrett there in Manhattan on the former president's trial, where he faces 34 counts of falsifying business records. He was speaking with WTOP's Sean and Nick tonight. Top stories on WTOP. Five teens shot at a senior skip day event in Greenbelt. One is in critical condition tonight. The 18-year-old accused of plotting to shoot up a Montgomery County high school is being held without bond. Investigators say he planned to carry out mass shootings at two different schools to become famous. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, we're going to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
A little bit of volume both ways on the Beltway, between Riverdale and the Beltway on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but not sure if anything is still in the roadway there or not. But north of the Beltway, all is quiet on both 95 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, between the two Beltways. All is looking pretty good as well on 270. There are no delays to report between the Beltway and Interstate 70 on 270. 70 westbound does have a crash, though. That is westbound before you get to exit 42. Myersville, initially traffic stopped on westbound 70 before Myersville. So between Braddock Heights and Myersville, looks like you're not going anywhere right now on 70. Eastbound lanes do get by, and 50 out to the Bay Bridge is good to go. 395, 95, each running well on the Virginia side as well as on 66. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on. For a limited time, save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. Visit marlowefurniture.com for locations and hours. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we're going to 7 News First Alert. Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson, how's our weekend starting off here?
It will be starting off on the cool side, Dimitri, but mainly dry. So the showers that we've had out there this evening, we're seeing those kind of shrink across the area. Not as many of them, just a stray shower or two. That's all we're going to have here as we step into the morning. And the best chance of that will be down through southern Maryland. So after that, your mid-morning hours will see clearing by around 10 o'clock from west to east, turning partly sunnier skies and a pretty decent day on tap. But again, cool to start out, between 50 and 54 degrees, your morning temperature. The afternoon, 68 to about 73 degrees, and that is near average. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine for Saturday, and feeling rather comfortable. Meanwhile, on Sunday, we flip it again. We're back to mostly cloudy skies and rather cool, almost like today. We'll be in the 30s early part of the day in some of the northwestern suburbs, about 40 to 43 degrees in and around D.C. Metro, and then up to a high temperature around 60 degrees for Sunday. By the time we get to Earth Day on Monday, back to sunshine. So we're going to be clearing Sunday night, and that is some good news for folks with a lot of activities planned for Earth Day. Right now, we've got 54 degrees. La Plata, Maryland, Seat Pleasant at 56. And in Virginia, 53. McLean, Purcellville now at 52.
We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up here on WTOP.
It's a new app that can keep your personal information private. I'm Sandra Jones.
We have more news in 60 seconds.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car at Fitzgerald Subaru, Gaithersburg, and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
Hi, I'm Patricia Farrick, president of FVC Bank. With me today is Dr. Christopher Good, spine surgeon, president, and CEO of the Virginia Spine Institute in Reston, Virginia.
At the Virginia Spine Institute, we pride ourselves on building personal relationships with our patients. And as a business owner, I need the same type of care from my bank. I have moved our banking to FVC Bank because of their dedication to crafting personalized financial plans that suit our needs.
Visit FVCBank.com. Member FDIC.
This is WTOP News.
9:21, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. The Biden administration is beefing up protection for LGBTQ plus students and sexual assault victims on school campuses.
The U.S. Department of Education has issued new Title IX regulations to protect students from facing discrimination because of their sexual orientation. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the rules make it crystal clear no one should face bullying or discrimination just because of who they are or who they love. It protects the rights of LGBTQ plus students, but it does not address the controversial issue of transgender athletes competing. Some think that's intentional to avoid raising the ire of critics during an election year. The rules also provide a wider definition of sexual harassment and change past regulations on sexual assaults on campuses to ensure schools respond properly to complaints and that victims are protected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Do you worry about who has your personal data and how they're using it? There's an app you can download to keep your personal information private. WTOP's Sandra Jones has our story.
It's called Permission Slip. Consumer Reports created the free app to help you take back your personal information.
When you download Permission Slip, you will first create an account, and then you will log in and you will see lots of different companies. Many of these are brands you will recognize. Some of them are also companies that you may be a little bit less familiar with.
Jenny Foss, who helped develop the app, says while you search the companies, Consumer Reports will tell you the information it collects. Then you can swipe, tap, and use your data rights to tell the company what they can and can't do with your information.
A lot of states are starting to pass new privacy laws that give consumers a right to the data that companies are collecting about us.
Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
A march is happening in D.C. next week calling for a fresh look at the sentences given to women who are serving time in prison.
The Free Her March is set for April 24th.
80% of the women who are incarcerated are mothers.
That's Chiana Johnson, founder of Life After Release, who herself served time. Her organization and others are calling on President Biden to release women from prison in time for Mother's Day.
Women that have been inside of prison since 1993, that have been, that have been locked up all this time not even doing a violent crime.
The organizations also want policy reform when it comes to the sentencing of women and other issues. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A puppy was stolen during a burglary in D.C. Your help is now needed to help get him back. D.C. police say last night between 8:30 and 10:30 p.m., somebody went into a home on Illinois Avenue Northwest and stole the dog. The puppy is named Smoke, an 11-week-old American Bulldog Mastiff breed mix. See his picture on the D.C. Police Department's social media channels, including X. They may look like little monsters, and their seemingly endless racket may be a nuisance this year, but as parts of the nation prepare for trillions of noisy cicadas to emerge from the ground, bug experts say the little creatures can be a tasty snack. The University of Maryland has put out a cicada cookbook. That was back in 04 when we had one of these cicada invasions. Now the Audubon Insectarium in New Orleans plans to demonstrate ways to cook cicadas. They'll be on the menu at the little in-house snack bar, which already serves dishes such as Southwest waxworms with chili powder and crispy Cajun-spiced crickets.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
9:25. Let's check in with Frank Henry.
I still don't believe that exists.
You were hearing the story and saying, what's going on?
Have you ever met somebody who's actually said, yes, I've eaten a cicada, please?
No, but...
Send us a text or email or something. I don't believe it for a second. The Nationals taking on the Houston Astros as they are into the ninth inning. They need a rally here because right now the Nationals trailing the Astros 5-2.